Jesus was the first one to promote Marian consecration. He entrusted himself 100% completely to the Blessed Mother. When he did that, he gave up his entire will, because of course he's going to be obedient to the fourth commandment. What is the fourth commandment? Honor thy father and thy mother. This is why we can never honor the Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph enough, especially if we are going to be a mirror of Jesus. Jesus in the world, living in our bodies for the people. Why? Because Jesus entrusted himself to the Blessed Mother 100%. He gave up his will for the will of the Blessed Mother. Our Protestant friends don't realize this, that we are just trying to copy Jesus. And if the Blessed Mother's will was good enough to be considered God's will for Jesus, while her will is good enough for me too, may God's will be done in me through the intercession of the Blessed Mother. Also, Jesus promotes Marian consecration where? At the foot of the cross. He tells John, "Behold thy mother. Mother, behold thy son." It is Jesus, and it is the grace of the Holy Spirit that initiates us into this consecration of the Blessed Mother, giving ourselves 100% to her whole and entire. And there's different methods in different ways, but I want to, before I get there, let me just talk a little bit more about it. So when we consecrate ourselves to Mary, we do so, as I mentioned before, first and foremost, as a model of Jesus. We give ourselves to Mary 100% as her son, as her daughter, so that she can form us within her, so that she will love us and have this intimacy with us, that she wants nothing more than to make us as holy as possible. She wants our very best interests. So like Jesus, she teaches us, she raises us, she's responsible for us, she watches out for us, she protects us from all harm, and in turn, we humbly obey. We do everything we can to serve our mother. Right, okay, another way that we are, another aspect of our Marian consecration is what? Well, we want to be as most like the Blessed Mother as possible. Why do we want to be the most like the Blessed Mother as possible? Well, because if Mary is a perfect vessel of the Holy Spirit, then we too want to be like the Blessed Mother. The more we are like her, the more the Holy Spirit will fill us up, the more we bring Jesus out into the world. Okay, what else? Not only does our Marian consecration involve this, let me pause for a second. Am I forgetting anything, Lord? If I'm forgetting something, Holy Spirit, you're the spouse of the Blessed Mother. You don't want me to mess up with your spouse, right? Okay, so help me the best of the ability. Okay, anyways. So we have the St. Louis de Montfort consecration, which is a great consecration. There are many different ones. The most famous, of course, is the Louis de Montfort consecration. Then we have the more recent, the Maximilian Kolbe consecration. Now, both of these are complete consecration of the Blessed Mother, but they are just different a little bit in their spirituality and how they view themselves. And to be honest with you, I like both. I kind of mix them both. I kind of melted them together. So, what do we mean? So, the Blessed Mother as our master. So, St. Louis de Montfort would say that his consecration, that he was a slave of love, that he gives up everything, his will is completely gone, to be a slave for the Blessed Mother. St. Maximilian Kolbe saw himself as an instrument in the hands of the Blessed Mother, that he gives up his entire will, that she can throw him to the ground, she can do whatever she wants with him for the building of the kingdom of God, for the reign of the Sacred Heart of Jesus here on earth. So, wow. Let's see what aspects we can use for both of those and how we can use those both in our life. Well, what is this? If I'm a slave of the Blessed Mother, that means I'm going to completely give everything to the Blessed Mother. All of my goods, all of my possessions, I renounce it all and I give it over. I am a slave in the opposite sense that people are a slave to their sins, those who are a slave to Satan because of their sinful addictions. Well, I get my chains of sin removed from Satan by putting a chain around myself and binding myself to the Blessed Mother. And I say, Mother, you're my mother now. I am your slave. Your will be done. And when we allow the Blessed Mother's will to be done, and we have confidence that God's will is done in our lives by His divine providence, by His divine concurrence, that in the present moment, God's will is revealed to us in the moment. Why? Well, my daily obligations. Well, guess what? If we are a slave and Mary is a good master, a loving master, she will not have us do a task. Like if you imagine, okay, she's working on the farm. And then Mary says, hey, farm boy. And you say, yes, mama. And then she says, go and till the soil. Go and fetch me the milk from the cow. And you say, But Mama, I can't get you the milk from the cow. I can't till the soil. I don't have the tools. And she says, oh, my dear boy, you are so funny. Don't you know that as your master, I am not going to have you do a task without giving you the tools necessary, without giving you the graces necessary? So this is such a beautiful idea, that any time that you know that you're doing, trying to do the best of your ability, the will of the Blessed Mother, the will of God, because their wills are one and the same, because Our Lady has perfectly conformed herself to the will of God. That's why we saw from previous videos a long time back that sanctity equals the will of God united to my will out of the plus sign was like the sacrifice of the cross, out of sacrificial love equals sanctity, and Our Lady is a perfect vessel of sanctity. The Immaculate Conception, and if you don't believe this, go to my Marian Scripture video on the Church Militant website, the youtube.com/churchmilitant. I'll put a little bar, a little clicker there for all anybody's interested in that. That means she's a perfect vessel of sanctity. So when I'm doing the will of God, I'm doing the will of Mary. When I'm doing the will of Mary, I'm doing the will of God. They are one and the same. Not because Mary's will comes first. God's will, obviously, is what? It is infinite. So when I am doing the will of the Mother, guess what? The Holy Spirit, her spouse, is never going to let me be alone. She's always going to make sure that her spouse, the Holy Spirit, is going to be there with me in this work. She'll always give me the instruments, the tools to do the work. And now, what if I am the tool? If I'm like Maximilian Kolbe and I'm saying, I am the tool, I am the instrument. Well, guess what? The Mother's going to make it work. She's going to supply the electricity to make this tool work, to make the power drill. It's like the Blessed Mother is your contractor, and you're the construction worker, or you're the tools in her hands. Of course, who knows better to use tools than the Blessed Mother? She will use you perfectly for the will of God to be done, for the sanctification of the world, for the reign of the Sacred Heart of Jesus here on earth. And let us not forget that the Lord, why Mary? He has willed that she be the mediatrix of all graces. All graces entered into the world through her mediation. Because Jesus, the Father could have chosen any instrument, any vessel, he could have just said, click my fingers, think it, and it'd be done. God has appeared as a, you know, whatever, a life force. He could do it anyway. But he's chosen to use human instruments, as we see at Pentecost, to do what? To bring his glory, to supply his grace. Why? Does it take away honor from the Father? No. An artist is honored when people recognize the beauty of his handiwork. And so how much more does he love to use human instruments like Padre Pio? Like, I was just meditating upon this in the Blessed Sacrament, that man, this is God of the universe. But yet he uses instruments like saints, like Padre Pio and all these beautiful saints to manifest God's love to the world. In such contradictory ways, Padre Pio, a man of suffering, at the same exact time as these huge sufferings, is manifesting these divine powers, these gifts. Obviously, they're the divine hand of God working through Padre Pio. But still, just to emphasize the point that the Lord wills this, to use the Blessed Mother as he has always willed, because his will is one and the same, always and forever. That Mary is a perfect instrument to bring grace into the world. She was the mediatrix at the Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came down in power. The same way now, she is our mediatrix. She is our co-redemptrix. Without her, yes, there would be no Jesus. Jesus, if God enters the world, of course he's going to work, but he would not have entered the world throughout the Blessed Mother. If God is our head, well, and the head has a neck, and the neck, and we are the members of the body of Christ, well, we are attached to the head through the neck, through the Blessed Mother. All right, so let's all consecrate ourselves to the Blessed Mother. Let's use our Marian sacramentals, which we're going to talk about next. In the next few videos, from now to Holy Week or Good Friday, I want to make three important points. The power of the Marian sacramentals and the preventative system of St. John Bosco, which is, guess what that is? That is Mary's way of education. The Blessed Mother appeared to John Bosco and said, John Bosco, you want to convert the kids? I will help you, in one of his dreams. And she converted these wild animals into lambs. May Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And may the Blessed Mother be always with you and keep you from the wickedness and snares of the devil. Amen.